Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full.
Almost. Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Another thing that's interesting to me is you have been involved in like jewelry.
Yes.
For like a long time.
So my main source of income is jewelry. I do fine jewelry. It's a family business. Mm-hmm. It's called, the website is lowraiderjewelry.com. If anybody wants to check out the designs. But honestly, like, because the way we do business is so different than your generic brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
It's part of what helped prepare me for being on Survivor. So like what?
Wow. What do you mean by that?
So I don't have a brick and mortar store. What yeah. we do is I do jewelry shows. For 20 years, I traveled to different cities all around the U.S. I was gone like maybe twice a week, 25 weeks out of a year.
Wow.
I'd be traveling to a different city and it's brutal. Like I fly out on a Thursday, I fly in, I arrive, I run to the convention center, I set up the booth. And then for the whole weekend, I'm on my feet talking to people, selling the jewelry. Sunday, I have to pack everything up, back into two suitcases, race to the airport, and I get home on like the red eye that night. It's brutal. And so like traveling on these, it's not like working a job at the mall or anything else. I'm literally in a giant convention where every single person is selling basically the same thing. It's like you're all fighting for the same slice of the pie. So it's really competitive in a way. And everybody lies to each other.
Yeah.
So like all of these people that are also in the jewelry business, all of your, and they're your friends because you see them every weekend.
Right.
And you depend on each other because you're constantly traveling together to the same cities. And so if you need help, these are the people that are there to help you. You have dinner with them. But at the end of the day, everybody lies to each other about how they did. It's like, how was the show? It was okay. Nobody tells each other the truth about what's the hot seller. And you're not really talking about these like business secrets. And so it's this weird thing where you're all competitive, but you're all banding together for survival, which is a lot like
yeah.
how Survivor works.
Wow. That's interesting. I would not have thought of that.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
So, when you have all these other competitor jewelers, how much is the overlap on what you guys are selling? Are you directly competing with like the same, almost exact merchandise? Or are you competing on like people like my personality or my store better so they're going to buy my stuff more?
Both.
Okay.
So like I'm not a diamond specialist. If you're doing bridal jewelry, if you're selling diamonds, that's direct. It's just like the stone itself. There's nothing distinguishing it. So that comes down to personality a lot of times. We do color gemstones, so like rubies, emeralds, sapphires. That's a lot more specialized.
Okay.
And each one is much more unique. It sometimes can be really difficult to find something that's exactly this cut and in 3 carats and with this type of inclusions or no inclusions at all. So there is that. But I've also had a lot of people tell me that they buy from me just because they like me. Like they were nice. Like, you are nice and I feel like you're honest. I can trust you. And that's why I'm going to buy from you. Because you know what shocks me is so many of these salespeople, they're like, these people act like they could care less.
Yeah.
If they get my money or not. They're so rude, or they're like super pushy.
Yeah.
And there's kind of that fine, you got to thread the needle.
Yep. You're like, oh, you think that I'm nice and trustworthy. Where were you when I was on Survivor twice?
Exactly. But I mean, I've been doing sales for like 20 years, man. When I was 20 years old, my dad shipped me off to London and he was like, do you want to start this gift box business over there? I was like, sure. That sounds like an adventure. And off I went with zero experience. And then he goes, oh my God, it's almost Christmas. This is November. He's like, you have to go do door-to-door sales. And I was like, I don't want to do door-to-door. It's brutal, like cold calling at businesses.
And in London, you said, right?
In London, in a different country, okay? And I didn't know any. I had like my uncle there, but he was even more shy than I was. And he was like, you have to do it. And there's no training. There's not even like, I'll take you and this is how it's done. It was like, just go and do it. And you know what? I did.
Yeah.
And I made sales.
Wow.
And people were super nice. And so having been thrown in the deep end, I think that really helped a lot to help me lose stage fright, to lose shyness. And I learned that if you just come up to people and talk to them nicely, like people are receptive. And that I think that made a big difference in shaping like my personality now and being more outgoing.
Interesting.
Enjoy breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.
Is your life lacking fun and adventure?
If you're looking for a break from the constant deluge of corporate media, come over to the Reality Escape Pod, a show of lovingly produced, edited episodes where we interview the creators of brilliant immersive games. Yes, in-person activities where you have actual real-life fun and adventure.
With the Reality Escape Pod, you can learn how the sausage of this new medium is made or how the puzzles are pondered. We cover set design, script writing, video production, and everything else that makes an immersive experience fun. Check out Reality Escape Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
And wait, there's more. If you're looking to dive into the deep end, the folks behind Reality Escape Pod also have a convention, Recon, the Reality Escape Convention, which is in person August 18th and 19th. In sunny Burbank, California. If you create immersive games or want to learn the ins and outs of the craft, come join the amazing community of creators and devotees to the immersive arts. You can learn more at realityescapecon.com. Whether you're looking for audio content in Reality Escape Pod, written content at Room Escape Artist, or an in-person experience at the Reality Escape Convention, we are eager to introduce you to the immersive world.